Woman accuses Nick Carter of raping her at age 15. Backstreet Boys lawyers say police cleared him in 2003. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 30, 2023. Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter has been accused in a lawsuit of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl on a yacht multiple times. The pop star's lawyers say the story is meritless, and she was previously warned she could be charged for filing a false police report. A lawsuit filed Monday in Clark County District Court, due to Carter's Las Vegas address, claims the Backstreet Boys singer sexually assaulted a minor from Pennsylvania on multiple occasions in 2003, according to documents obtained by 8 News Now. The now adult, identified only as AR, alleges that Carter, who was in his early 20s at the time, raped her on his yacht, according to the filing. The lawsuit also claims the pop star instructed AR to keep his sexual abuse of her a secret. The lawsuit also alleges that Carter sexually assaulted the then-teenager on a bus and again on a boat in a separate incident. Carter knowingly provided alcohol and drugs to then-minor AR on this occasion and caused her to become intoxicated on his yacht, the documents read. The suit also claims that the I Want It That Way singer infected the teen with human papillomavirus, or HPV. The lawsuit goes on to say that at the time the alleged assaults occurred, the young girl reported the incidents to her mother, who then informed police in Pennsylvania, but Carter was never charged with a crime. In December, another lawsuit was filed against Carter, accusing the larger-than-life singer of raping Shannon Shea Ruth in 2001, when she was 17. Carter allegedly invited Ruth, who was vying for an autograph, onto his tour bus, where she says he gave her cranberry juice mixed with alcohol. When Ruth said the drink tasted weird, he told her it was VIP juice, the lawsuit said. After Ruth drank the concoction, Carter took her to the bathroom of the tour bus and assaulted her, the lawsuit alleges. The As Long As You Love Me singer then became irritated once Ruth got upset, allegedly instructing her to stop crying. Carter then took Ruth to the back of the tour bus and raped her, according to the lawsuit. In a third incident, Carter was accused of sexual assault by singer Melissa Schumann, who claimed he raped her in 2003 but the statute of limitations expired before charges could be filed. Carter has denied the allegations related to Ruth and filed a counterclaim, saying the women are taking advantage of the #MeToo movement and calling them opportunists who set out to thrust themselves into the spotlight and destroy innocent lives. Nick is pleased with AR's recent filing as it will ensure that all of the currently known co-conspirators will be brought to justice together, lawyers for Carter told 8 News Now. Anyone credulously covering these ridiculous claims should know that, when AR first accused Nick Carter almost 2 decades ago, authorities listened and thoroughly investigated, and then informed AR that her allegations were meritless, they continued. In fact, at the conclusion of the police investigation into AR's claims, law enforcement concluded that AR could herself have been charged with a crime. Subsequently, in a separate incident, AR was threatened with criminal charges for filing a false police report, the lawyers added. And now she's at it yet again. But repeating the same false allegations in a new legal complaint doesn't make them any more true. The attorneys concluded by stating, Nick is looking forward to the evidence being presented and the truth about these malicious schemes coming to light. A court date has not yet been scheduled. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.